This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for you to sound off. Sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I bet you nobody except me knows what that comes from, right?
That
sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's like from the Army, right?
Oh, there it is.
I think I saw that in Private Benjamin.
Stripes.
Stripes, yes.
Yeah. Good morning, Vietnam. Speaking of that, Robin Williams' wife is gone public. Victoria Keeman is here, by the way. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Looks like Kara's going to limp back in here over the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
yeah. Good thing. I saw pictures of her legs on her Facebook page. You see that?
No, I didn't.
Jeez, yeah. See, what's the matter? How come I'm the one who's visiting Facebook?
Because you're on Facebook and you have to do the Facebook report.
Okay. There's a lot of, by the way, conversation, and I'm sure we can follow it up with a continuing conversation on Twitter at DJVShow, facebook.com/DJVShow, on Robin Williams' wife and her, I suppose, coming out, explaining, talking about what happened to him, the mental anguish that he was going through, thus the mental anguish that she went through. It's a pretty tough story to swallow, but yet it's been repeated and is being repeated many times in our country, in part because of the vagaries of drug abuse and what happens to people when they overuse all these mind-altering substances. You've heard me say many, many times on this program that I have no problem in terms of legalizing the usage of most drugs, making them available, because it takes the black market out of it. It doesn't mean that I'm telling you it's a good thing to do. I'm telling you just the opposite. That it, look at Robin Williams. All you have to do, anybody who has any connection at all to reality, you look at that story, the story of Robin Williams, and understand how completely blanked up this guy was because of his earlier use of drugs. People said he was a genius.
He checked himself into rehab 3 weeks before he died.
Well, but I'm saying,
but that was
it
alcohol,
started.
Though.
It was cocaine, too.
But he used everything. It was like a cocktail over the course of his life of things that would alter his mind. And whether that was something that I always thought, and people say to me, why don't you like Robin Williams? It wasn't that I didn't like him. I always thought that he was off, and he presented that he was.
But that's what was great about him.
But it wasn't great about him, Rich, because but that's to the point that I'm talking about. People don't usually understand what goes on in the mind of someone who's a so-called genius. There is most people who are comedians are very unhappy people. Most people who present them. The point I'm trying to make here in a maybe an awkward, a long way, is that we are not often whom we seem to be.
Oh, yeah. Comedians definitely have a mask on.
Yeah. And so, and Robin Williams had that mask. He hid behind it because of whatever went on in his earlier life. I've learned
That's
so
what he
much.
Says here. I'm reading a quote from him. Cocaine was my place to hide.
Yeah. And what's he hiding from? What went on in his earlier life? I would love to have had him and others who have gone down that path open to this constellation, this theory of life that I'm going through, that I'm learning about, to see where all of this stuff starts. Because it starts someplace. It doesn't just happen. Something triggers in somebody's mind like his or yours or mine. We all are subject to the same vagaries, but for the grace of God go we in the direction that Robin Williams went. And I don't know, some of you may have gone in that direction. But there is a lot of trouble in the minds of a lot of people because of things that are done. What's the old business about man's inhumanity to man? You have to go any further than looking at wars. And see, I was watching, we last night, we were flipping through, I think it was Hulu or Netflix, one of the two of them, and 13 Days came up, a movie that was done in 2001 with Kevin Costner and Bruce Greenwood going through what JFK and the country went through before the Cuban Missile Crisis and what that was all about. And a fantastic overview of how the military-industrial complex has such a stranglehold on the government of the United States and on our people as well. But what I'm getting to as far as this is concerned, how crazy do you have to be to, A, even think about using these kind of weapons, no matter what side you're on? What kind of mindset do you have? You have to understand, you would think, that it's destruction of everything and everybody. It's the end of the world. And if you don't care about your loved ones, I mean, that's the motivation, I think, for most people. They don't want to see their loved ones get hurt. And yet the mindset of somebody who would be so prone to trying to create a war situation just because they went to the military college and they're wearing a uniform is beyond belief. But these people do lose control. They lose perspective. And that's sort of going back to what Robin Williams or any of these people, you lose perspective somehow or other based on what your experiences are. And maybe it's abuse, whatever. I don't know what it is, but I know that it's the definition of insanity to contemplate using some of these weapons that we've allowed to be built. It's the definition of insanity to play football and have your head bashed in. Look at the, what are there, four guys this week with concussions, Richie?
I count four or five that I've heard of. Yeah.
This has been an extra, I was talking about this last night with my boyfriend, this has been a really brutal beginning to a season. Everyone's injured.
What do you expect?
No, but this is worse than normal.
I mean, we're talking elbows and knees.
Well, because they're being taught and they're being urged to be more violent.
No, they're being
urged to be more aggressive.
They're being urged to not tackle low to take out the knee. They're being urged to tackle high, wrap them up. And people are blowing out shoulders. I mean, it's just... So they're trying to fix one thing and they're causing another.
He's got a concussion too, right, from last night.
And they're wondering why the ratings are down for football. People are beginning to realize how horrible a sport this is. The ratings are down across the board for football games, starting with the first game, and you can blame it on the debate, blame it on whatever you want to. I'm saying people are waking up.
Well, I wish that was true, but that's not. No, that's not how the normal, that's not the masses. It's just the games have been boring, and there are a lot of injuries and a lot of backups and third strings.
Yeah, you got so many rookie quarterbacks starting this year.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. There's like six teams with who?
And plus, Tom Brady didn't even start the first four games.
Yeah,
so
he's back now, though.
But I mean, there's a lot of factors. Unfortunately, it's not because people are having this awakening. I wish it were, but it's not the case.
Doug, back to the comedians.
Yeah.
When I did a quick search on Robin Williams and drugs, here's a story where Eddie Murphy, when on Saturday Night Live, was offered drugs by Belushi and Robin Williams together.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, man, y'all, you know, whatever. And they ridiculed him for not jumping in with them.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank God, look at how all the stories ended up.
Yep.
Like, Murphy's just like, I just don't do that stuff.
That tells the story, doesn't it? Pretty much that's the cap for the story because that tells the story. 15 past the hour, DJV, Donald Trump loses money. What? We'll talk about that in a moment.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution, and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless premieres after The Voice, tonight on NBC.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's
gross. Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app.
Yeah. All right, here we are, 18 after the hour. Donald Trump lost $1 billion in 1995. What's a couple of bill between friends? And under the circumstances, all of the hoopla of the news media trying to make something out of this, the guy has done nothing illegal. And when he said what he did, like or not, his presentation at the first debate when Hillary Clinton started taking a shot at him because of that, he said it's smart business, a good business, something to that effect, which it is. Here's a guy that has created jobs for hundreds of thousands of people over the years. Now, you can like him or not like him, and you can be angry because he doesn't pay any federal income tax, but under the circumstances, if he hadn't done, invested, did whatever he did, manipulated, you can, well, whatever it is that he's done, the bottom line is there still are a lot of people that got a lot of work and made a lot of money that wouldn't have had he not run his business. Maybe he mismanaged the airline. Looks like that's what happened, and mismanaged some of the casinos. Trump's campaign, not really doing anything but characterizing him as a highly skilled businessman who has responsibility to his businesses, his family, his employees. And so what it does, you can laugh, whatever.
Yeah, well, they can claim he has responsibility to people who work for him, but my family knows two businesses, small businesses that were put out of business by Trump.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not legitimizing that,
but the number of businesses that are in business because of him and his organization.
I'd love to know what those real numbers are, though.
We could use Trump annoys me to no end, and I always have to this disclaimer. Whenever I give him props, we could use somebody like that who says, "You know what? We're not paying you because you didn't really come through on what
But that's not what. That's not the case, Rich. That's exactly not what he does.
Yeah, but this country just writes checks like it's nobody's business.
Rich, no, this is very different. This is really different. That's not what he does. He gets small businesses to sign on. They think they've got their big break, and then he just doesn't pay them what he agreed to. It's not about
the work done. And I think to make a blanket statement like that is irresponsible.
In the small business world, that's what he has done. With plumbers and electricians.
Some.
Yes, hundreds of them are suing him right
now. Let's try that in Egypt.
That's good. Yeah, right, yeah.
Sorry, sorry, no check this month.
Yeah. 21 past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
In the community is a good actor, Benedict Cumberbatch. He plays superhero Doctor Strange there. He's a bad guy in Star Trek Into Darkness. He was in The Fifth Estate, private investigator Sherlock Holmes. Was in that story.
People love him as Sherlock. I mean, people go nuts for that version of Sherlock Holmes.
But he also was in Enigma. Wasn't that what it was called, Enigma?
Imitation Game. He played Alan Turing.
Yeah. But he's also kind of a singer, sort of, kind of, maybe.
A lot of most singers, or most actors can sing. This would be an example of one that I don't think can. Now, this, what you're hearing in the background right now, is actually Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd. So the other more monotone, non-melodic voice was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who jumped up on stage one night last week on the third night of Pink Floyd's five-night stand, or at least Dave Gilmour. Had a five-night deal at the Royal Albert Hall, and they were performing as they ran through the Pink Floyd classic "Comfortably Numb" from 1979. Listen to that, but she cranked out the lane. Can't hear him singing there. So I'll take your word for it. It didn't sound like anything that thrilled me. About that one, let's see what we can find from Bon Jovi here. Bon Jovi on Saturday, live listening party for 1,500 fans who won the chance to hear the band's new album, The House Is Not For Sale, at a show at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. That sounds pretty cool.
Hometown theater. That's a great theater.
Yep. Bon Jovi said to the crowd, "Happy Saturday night." They had playbills, included the lyrics to the record as a primer for the evening. This is, do we have this song? Is this out yet?
It's not out yet, no. This is an exclusive friends and family listening party where they teased all the new music, but it hasn't leaked yet, which is sort of remarkable because everything tends to leak now.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to wonder about where the plugs are. The new album is called This House Is Not For Sale. Been 3 years since they came out with something. He said, there's been a lot going on in my life, but I hope your life has not been as tumultuous, but it's pretty good these days. What happened? What's been going on with him?
He has a daughter, a daughter in college who OD'd and had come out and had to leave college. And I think it's been rough.
Yeah, back to drugs again. Of the new album, Bon Jovi told the crowd, quote, it's a record about integrity, about rebirth, about life, love, loss, and all the sweat that goes in between, I would guess. The 54-year-old singer said, we have a lot to say and not a thing to prove. Isn't that interesting? Huh. Going to release this in 3 weeks on the 21st. All right.
That'll be a big tour next summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
They always
John Bon Jovi. He does fairly well. You were talking about
he's a solid
actors
guy.
Who can sing. Here's a singer who can act.
Yeah.
He does a pretty good job, I think, as an actor. Comes across credibly.
He owns a football team, too, Doug.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, arena football.
Check his collarbone. It's 28 past the hour.
Be prepared for the dark. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a piano player was performing a particularly difficult piece when the power went out and the entire stage area went into complete darkness. The pianist continued playing the difficult music without being able to read anything from the sheet and without missing a single note. Afterwards, someone asked him how he was able to play in the dark. The master pianist said, if you cannot play in the dark, you cannot play in the light. Whatever you're working on in life, if you want to master it, make sure you know it well enough to do in the dark. Then you'll know you truly know it. But to be able to do that, you'll need to spend the hours practicing. Visit drchristianconti.com for more motivation and life lessons.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Know-How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. You can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
October. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. If you spent it in Jamaica, Cuba, or Haiti, you probably didn't have such a great weekend. And if you were planning a vacation nobody goes to Haiti anymore because it was destroyed by the earthquake, and what didn't get wiped out by the earthquake is going to get wiped out by this hurricane. 135 to 140 mile an hour winds at the moment. Category 4 hurricane. Let's see, the hurricane is 230 miles southeast of Jamaica, and they've had 6 inches of rain in the past 3 hours, but the forecast for Haiti is to get, believe it or not, 40 inches of rain out of this thing.
Wow.
So if that's the case with these winds, whatever was left of Haiti after the earthquake will be gone. There will be so many people in that country who are homeless. They live in corrugated boxes and tin roofs and stuff like that anyway. But there's just nothing going to be. There won't be anything left. This hurricane has sort of been going around in a circle, literally. Every the past 48 hours, it's gone in a circle among the islands of what they call Hispaniola. That's what Columbus called them. And it's moving up so that it'll get to the Bahamas probably by late tomorrow or early Wednesday. And then it looks like it's going to veer off so that some of the East Coast cities will get the high, what do they call it, wind, surges, what do they call that, beach erosion and stuff like that.
But storm surge, yeah.
Storm surge, yeah, right. But other than that, it looks like this weather in our country this week is going to be pretty good. After that is out to sea. It's not going to really affect the U.S. East Coast at all. But the Floridians may have some need to be prepared. Those of you who are listening in Melbourne and Vero Beach and up and down from Palm Beach County up through all the way up to Jackson, well, all the way up that coastal area there. This is a catastrophic storm. Now, does this mean that it's different than anything that we've had before? No, the news media will play it. It isn't different from what I can see from Katrina, except that its track is a whole lot different. But it's maybe not quite that powerful, but it's a pretty powerful storm. And so you got people, the federal government has sent disaster response teams into Haiti already and into Jamaica. Our government has. We have no responsibility to Haiti. We have no responsibility to Jamaica. But here, in this circumstance, I feel like this is something worthwhile for us to do. You hear me criticizing the government all the time for doing things. I think this is something that we ought to do, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, after all the money that we helped out with the earthquake in Haiti to rebuild and all, I mean, millions of dollars that went there, why wouldn't we help protect it?
Well, you're going to protect it, it's going to get wiped out again.
Well.
But they at least built things better.
Yeah.
I think that's your point. And yeah. With the expertise that we were able to give to them. But what a mess. Oof, man. That is a mess. Look, I mean, I know that area of Jamaica, which is just the way that people live down there in squalor, horrible on that end. That's the lower end of the island. If you go up to the upper end, it's not so bad, but the lower end is really a mess. And Haiti is 10 times worse than that. All those areas down there. We're, you know, we have these ships, the cruise ships that go through all these islands every winter. And you go to the areas that are beautiful, but when you go inland to St. Thomas, into any of these islands, they're horrible. These people live horrible life. But they make sure that what you can see when you get off the ship is all A-okay. Because that's the source of their money. But they don't. Most of these governments are so corrupt that the money never gets further than what you can see, literally and figuratively. Speaking of that, the I just saw last night, yesterday, I was reading up on what the latest is from the banks, and I saw a poll, and I thought, my God, look at this. Can you believe that 91% of people who were surveyed, this was a survey of 5,000 people all across the United States, 91% feel government looks the other way when it comes to banks and their bad behavior. And the most recent example of that is Wells Fargo and what happened. And so this poll was taken right after that information came out. But the question was not only about banks in our country, but 26 foreign countries as well. And so, and the feeling is that no matter what the country, the people who run the country look the other way when it comes to the fraud that goes on. The banks, they thumb their noses at fraud laws. And so in that case, how did these banks get this big? They kept buying up little banks. And I have urged you, because I have my banking relationship is with a little bank in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. Has 3 branches. That's it. It's the second or third most profitable bank in the state. And it's because it's run where they can actually figure out what's going on. But they still, even though they are that profitable and that well run, they have a staff now of 6 people that have to answer to all of the local, the state, and the federal, regulators who come in there, and they just said they have a whole office downstairs where these 6 people work, and the guys come in from the feds, and they look at this loan, and they look at that loan. Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Meanwhile, why the hell do you care? The bank makes a lot of money, and they take good care of their customers, and they pay a decent dividend. So what more is there? Meanwhile, these guys like Wells Fargo are screwing everybody to the wall, and who's doing anything about it? Nobody. It is. We were talking about this earlier, Victoria. Richie and I both said the same thing at the same time. Too many people. This country is too big, and it is out of control. We can't. If you go to see the Snowden movie, you'll be talking to yourself when you walk out. Meredith and I went to see it Saturday night. You will be talking to yourself when you walk out of that movie. Regardless of whether it's skewed a little bit, Oliver Stone is known for skewing things a little bit. If there's some way of putting out an anti-American message, he'll be the first one in line to do it. But having said that, we all know enough of the facts to know that many of the things that he did, or the movie suggested he did do. And many of the things the government was, you know, Obama says we're not going to do this anymore. I mean, that's a complete lie. They're still doing it. And we all know they're doing it. But Meredith said to me, what do we do about it? And I think that's the question. What do we do about it? Is it, do you look to guys like Trump or Bernie Sanders to somehow or other shake things up enough so that these horrible abuses that are taking place are somehow requited, somehow fixed? I mean, I think that's part of it in a little bit. But I don't want to sound like Captain Curmudgeon here, but I'll tell you something. That Snowden movie
makes you think.
Oh, my God, does it make you think. It really does.
Did you like the movie? I mean,
yeah.
Other than that.
No, I liked it a lot. I found him to be a very sympathetic character.
Hmm.
We went to see the Beatles 8 days a week on Friday night, and that was a really good movie. It was a little long, but it was a great. Any of you who love the Beatles, go see that movie. It's a really fabulous.
Everyone loves that. It has,
yeah.
I think I told you last week it has like a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Favorability. Yeah, right.
It'll be on Netflix in a week. I'll go watch it then.
Well, we were going through Netflix last. You know, one of the things, maybe you can help us with this. All right. So last night, we were watching, what were we doing? Oh, we were doing a little binge watching of The Blacklist. And it's on Netflix. And the screen just freezes. And stop. So I unplugged the modem and unplugged everything. And Meredith says, you're not going to know what you plugged that back into. You got the wrong plugs. And I said, no, it was fine. We put it back together. And then it worked for a while. And then it stopped. And I thought that was bandwidth or something.
It is.
But it just freezes.
Right.
That's your internet connection.
Yeah.
So it's not BIOS internet connection.
Yeah, you need to call them.
How are you accessing Netflix? Like, is it an app that's built into your TV, or is it from your cable box? Like, where is it coming from?
It comes through the modem, so it's got to be coming through the...
No, but I mean, like,
when
how do you
press
control
the button
it?
To turn Netflix on, what button do you push?
It's a button, it's a separate, there's two controls, one for Fios and the regular TV, and then there's another control
for the TV.
Using the Netflix, well, no, the TV... And the stuff for regular TV works off of one guy.
Never mind. Move along.
Why? What's the matter?
Yeah, because we're not going to. I can see where this is going.
Yeah, because Rich and I are trying to figure out.
Let's do this all fair.
Yeah, your TV. If it's an app on your smart TV, then you have to make sure that your smart TV gets the strongest connection. So not through your Wi-Fi. That should be hardwired. If you have a problem like that, yeah.
Hmm.
Bob should fix this for you. Yeah, Bob.
Actually, you're getting a kick out of this. So Meredith says, let's call Bob. So we call Bob, and Bob says, I don't
I don't have time.
I don't know. He had just come out of some movie. He went to see some movie, and he had just come out, and he said, I don't know how that works because I don't have that service. And so the way we get Netflix is not the way he gets Netflix under the circumstances. So it's his. Oof. Yeah, but it did get...
Just go to Blockbuster and rent the movie. It's much easier.
Blockbuster that doesn't exist anymore.
Get the VHS.
You know, someone should do that. Just start opening DVD stores up again. Just for, like, the Netflix impaired.
Yeah.
Well, they do. It's called Redbox, but Doug wouldn't know how to rent a movie from Redbox either.
Okay, the first... The first suit, I suppose this is attack. First lawsuit has been filed against Saudi Arabia after the new law was passed. I'll tell you about that in a moment here.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800. And the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech on websites like YouTube and blogs like the Drudge Report. We need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid porting. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features. Different plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
All right, so you remember last week, we talked about this new law which allows victims' families to sue Saudi Arabia for damages after September 11th. Mm-hmm. First lawsuit filed on Friday by Stephanie DeSimone, whose husband was killed in the attacks. Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, remember it was vetoed by the president and they went on to override the veto. So Saudi Arabia is not happy, but that doesn't make any difference. And whether you get anywhere or not, it's the principle, I suppose. Ms. DeSimone alleges Saudi Arabia provided material support to al-Qaeda and was aware of the attack in advance. Her husband, Navy Commander Patrick Dunn, was killed when one of that plane that flew into the Pentagon flew into his office and killed him. So she's the first one. I hope, you know, what she's going to get out of, who knows. Yeah. But I'm glad she filed the suit. 10 minutes before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour now. This is where Rich and Victoria and I talk technology. I'm usually the leader of the discussion because of my familiarity with all the technology. So I'm going to turn it over to Victoria in a moment to talk about what Tinder has added in their dating app. Plus, if you're not vacuuming and you're using the name Tyson, what does that mean?
Tyson. Well, maybe,
what did I say?
Tyson. Tyson. Not chicken nuggets.
It's a chicken.
You're vacuuming with a chicken. We'll tell you how to get the best results.
Yeah. Right after this. We'll teach you how to get the feathers out of your vacuum cleaner in a moment here.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless premieres after The Voice tonight on NBC.
All right, by the way, that voice that you hear in those commercials for NBC is Harry Lennox, who is the leader of the special FBI unit on the blacklist. For those of you who didn't know that, where he's coming from. Yeah, so there it is, Richie. You got it now. No, you're not going to learn that from listening to Imus.
Sure didn't. Thank God I was here for that.
Right. Okay. All right, so let's see. Tinder, as in Tinder is a dating site, right?
It's a dating app, yes.
Dating app. Okay, so what have they done to boost their viability, availability, usability? What's the story?
Well, just like Facebook and a lot of other services where you can pay to boost your posts and boost your visibility, Tinder is now doing the same thing where you can pay. They have not announced what the fee will be. They're testing this in certain markets right now, but they said it'll be global soon. You'll be able to pay a fee through your account, and it gives you 30 minutes of being one of the top profiles in your swiping area.
Racist.
So this is a geographically...
What does swiping area mean?
It means geographically wherever you are. That's how Tinder works. So it says, so you look at your little GPS map and you see where you are, and then you see where all the other people around you geographically. I mean, this started as a hookup app, but people still use it for that, but now people are actually dating off of it.
Totally
so
racist.
This will give... How is this racist?
Well, what about people who can't afford to pay for the extra
are you
access.
Saying people, certain races can't afford
it? No, I say, the people in the industry.
How is that racial?
Yeah. Richard's made that racist. Yeah, I keep going. Never mind.
I don't think Tinder is racist, but anyway.
It's racist. What about people who can't afford to pay? They're not going to have a date this weekend.
Well,
you're saying
that's
only
not
black
what it's
people
saying.
Can't afford to...
can't afford to pay for the extra coverage. For
but
the
here's the thing. If you look at if you're on a Friday night and you're out on the prowl and you're within a certain geographic area and there's no one around you, you can boost your profile so that everyone, even further distances, will see you.
I just feel bad for the people who can't afford it.
Oh my God.
Let me stop. All right, next. Let's talk about the vacuum cleaner here.
Well,
Dyson.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Dyson is the futuristic vacuum cleaner company.
Right.
They are now in the hair dryer business. You shut
up. I think I'm going to take Captain Curmudgeon's cape and give it to Rich today.
There you go. So what's the story with this dryer?
So this is a hot item for Christmas lists, not just for women, but for men as well, who want to cut down on their drying time in their hair drying time in the morning. This is Dyson's first foray into non-vacuums. It's a very strange looking wand with like an open donut hole at the end of it, and it's a hair dryer. It cuts down your drying time, they say, between 10 and 15 minutes, depending on how long and thick your hair is. It's a lot quieter than most hair dryers, and it's a lot lighter because the motor is in the handle instead of like in the head. So it's listed at $399. A lot of people are wondering if it's worth it or not. Some of the beauty blogs are starting to do reviews of it as it hits the market. And it's getting really favorable reviews. So this could end up being a really big thing for Dyson as they move into these other types of products.
Huh.
And it has that cool, futuristic look still.
Sorry, but if my wife comes home with a $300 hair dryer...
You wouldn't know, first of all.
I probably wouldn't. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe what? But hair dryers are expensive.
That could be such a sexist piece.
She buys it for $20.
So?
That's not a good one.
She has to replace it every
2 months. Yeah, makes her own money. Let her spend her own money where she wants to. It's not yours.
Yeah, that's sexist.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.